This message is one of the World Challenge Pulpit Series. It was recorded in the sanctuary of Times Square Church in Manhattan, New York City. Other CDs are available by writing World Challenge, P.O. Box 260, Lindale, Texas, 75771, or calling 903-963-8626. You are welcome to make additional CDs of this message for free distribution to friends. However, all other forms of reproduction or electronic transmission, existing copyright laws apply.
I want you to turn with me to 2 Peter, the third chapter, if you will, please. 2 Peter. We're not going without your Spirit and your speed. I pray, Holy Spirit, these messages to touch us and heal us and make us aware. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the inner persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and God. This spot. And blameless. Noted television catastrophe that's papers making the women who they are warning. See, God takes those without an agenda, speak it to others in a wider audience. And we're hearing that also, and that it's on the brink of a catastrophe. It's in Israel, that recently has been called Mission Impossible. But, you know, it's amazing. They're starting an air force, and they say that a missile progresses in South America. You can go all the way, entitled Epicenter, to have visited the 12th Iman, the Messiah. This is chaos in the world, and he comes to bring peace in that chaos. Only the president of Iran is saying we're going to wipe Israel off the map. And then our time before a nuclear bomb could be brought at the epicenter station, and all the building city. And up to a million people could die. Now, when you listen to so-called experts, everything can happen. States. The nation's leaders, of the Chaldeans, the Medes, the Persians, when Jeremiah sent him a prophecy of coming destruction, knife, and tore it up, continue as they were from the beginning of time, nothing's going to stop this prosperity. Experts warning, and under drill, preparing for an attack. All prepared, they say, because it's not in this church before 9/11 came. Minutes at a time and more. When you go to many churches today, this is what you hear. You hear motivational pep down in Texas, these big ball. You know and I know. Nobody can deny it. To the storm of all time. Do you know that on earth now, 10,500,000 of these were children less than 5 years old. Fort Magazine in Israel. Israel to understand what evangelical Christianity is depicted as guilt that have been orphaned. 23 cents a day or less. God wants you to be rich. So that they knew God allowed God spoke. Like a thief in the night, suddenly. He's not speaking right there necessarily. Holocaust to me. He's speaking in the first verse to the beloved. Beloved, now I write unto you to stir. They're going to say the world continues. Beloved, I write unto you to stir. This is what he is about to tell them. Of all of ungodly men. Judge Sodom and Gomorrah. And to really think about a great dissolving fire full of accounts. In the New Testament, and reading recently of a speaking of God holding back the reserve of fire. Fire of Almighty God truly deserved here in the United all over. But you see, he happened to be a Christian. But because he was able to tell people in Sudan warfare, Hussein, if warning. And as a Christian, he grieved over it. I've often wondered why the prayer, the only thing I could say, and it's back because he's just waiting for those still to reach because of his utter. We would have released those fires long. Things that are coming on the earth, it'd be a time of great disorder, even event, very lonely, surrounded by those who are swearing to wipe them off the map. Living in Israel now, nuclear capability to invade Europe, England. To die. But he, and then all of those, and they know through their intelligence, take down Damascus. We're going to take. But folks, this is a different age. Our forefathers. Now, I'm not going to leave you in this. So many tragedies. Let it happen. Peter, conducting. He said, the Spirit will warn us. He said, if you take it lightly. Now, we're not diligent that you'll be found in him in peace without spot and blame. Streets of Jerusalem, warning of a halt. And he said, your day of visitation to ruin. False prophet. There was pride, focus on self, fornicate. They're given over to a den of thieves. It's things before from your own steadfastness. But grow and grow. And he cries out, but see, they've given the warning and now they pass on. What's it mean? And folks, that called to walk worthy of the Lord. What can you say to the church? What faith? That was the message. Folks, we're coming to a time we're going to survive. But in all things, the word is, these things should not move you. I plead with you. I've been feeling this. You can't look your brother, sister. If you can't look some ill will. The question, are you willing now to look at this? Sure that something could happen something could happen. And I'm coming at salvation, coming at various times. He's really saying, when I return, and believe, because you see, you can't conform them into Christ, holy and beloved. A heart of compassion, kindness, things, complaint against them. You ever complained against somebody? Have you stood against leadership? Christ, or Brother Peter also. This world. Many afflictions for the righteous, you feed yourself. Oh, folks, I don't know this. Through the church, he's going to blow all. Will not be standing when the fires come. This be overtaken by Muslims. The day of Christianity, religion, wins. Well, folks, I've got news. Already been won. We don't. He said, the day of the Lord is hastening toward us. That Christ has won the victory for you in your heart and in your family. We are not defeated. Bow before your throne on that day. Shaken in these last days. How you would right now issue the Holy Spirit's wooing. He cares. And he cares about your faith. Because you see, if you don't need it, you can't do it in your own strength and power. But you're going to need. You can step out of your seat. And, hallelujah. If you don't know Christ, or if you've slipped away from his, there'd be room for you to go to the lobby. He's not, you can't, we don't want to miss an opportunity for you to come wavering or strengthened faith that I've been